You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts right here at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, July 28th show. It's a great day to talk money, and that's what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, and have a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show today. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150, or you can go online at themoneyhour.com. In studio, our first guest, Andrea Kearns with REMAX Metro Realty. Everything you need to know about today's real estate market and how to ensure you get the most money for your property. Andrea, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, so excited to have you here. And a little bit about Andrea. Andrea is in her 15th year of real estate as a full-time broker. She grew up outside of the Portland, Oregon and Lake Oswego. Thank you.
Yeah.
And always dreamed of being a real estate agent when she grew up. After graduating from OSU with a business major and minor in communication and marketing, she moved to Seattle where she met her husband. They live in Ballard with their two boys, ages 4 and 7. And Andrea started real estate with John L. Scott, then moved over to REMAX where she has been for the past 11 years. She has been awarded the REMAX Hall of Fame Award and has continually ranked in the top 10 in her office. Congratulations. Nice. For that, Andrea.
Thank you.
Andrea couldn't be happier doing her dream job as well as helping buyers and sellers all around Seattle.
So, Andrea, we've noticed the market's changed a bit. So compared to 6 months ago, how's the market today?
Yeah, we've definitely had a shift, to say the least. 6 months ago, it was very, very crazy busy. But we, like Tina was saying, we've had a little more inventory come on the market.
Yay.
So there's been a big shift. Which has been super nice for the buyers. They're getting a nice breath of fresh air. Like, oh, it's not 7 offers on a house.
Yeah.
It's 1 or 2, maybe 3, but not much. So, yeah, it's been nice for the buyers. Sellers are kind of going, hey, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And what a great call to action, right, Andrea, to really get with clients that are out there that have been defeated to, you know, get back into the market.
For sure.
So, Andrea, why do you think that the market has seen this little bit of slowdown?
Well, every summer we always have a bit of a slowdown in Seattle. It's kind of a typical real estate cycle. But we had the slowdown happen a bit earlier this year. It was more in May, where everyone kind of went, hey, what's going on? So we've definitely had a lot more inventory, and I think that can be due to a number of reasons. It can be people, I've had people reach out to me and just say, hey, you know what? It's getting too expensive in Seattle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
B, I'm frustrated with the tenant laws in Seattle.
Yes.
I don't want to be a landlord anymore. There's been a lot of different reasons why people are selling, and they've also seen, hey, my neighbor's getting, you know, a ton of money. It doesn't seem like they have to do much to sell their house, so hey, I want to do it too. Well, it's changed, so we'll talk about that more.
Yes.
Are we still seeing, like, these multiple offer crazy scenarios? Or
yes and no. I mean, we're not seeing it like we were. And the last 5 buyers that I got in contract over the last month, all of them were the only offer on the review date. And so we're starting to see a little bit of people pricing their properties as they want to, you know, the price that they want to sell them at, and not doing review dates, which is also another nice shift for the buyers.
Yes. Well, and I know Keelan's had a couple recent deals come over where the seller is paying closing costs. That's craziness.
Crazy.
I had 2 offers where they've got contingent on their home selling. Right now under contract, they're waiting for their house to sell.
I know.
You know, so yeah, it's interesting. And it's funny because this is a normal market. What you expect is to have some ability to kind of negotiate things, right?
Crazy. Negotiate? We haven't been used to that in years. And now we're actually seeing it again. I feel like I'm bringing back all my old real estate skills again. It's like, oh my gosh, we get to actually like negotiate contracts.
Yes.
We haven't done that in years.
Yes.
It's so great.
So awesome.
So, yeah.
So Andrea, what about the cash buyers? Because that's always been a real challenge in the recent. Are you seeing that there's as many cash buyers? And when you are seeing the cash buyers, is it causing that, you know, a frenzy around that? Because
yeah, cash buyers, we're not seeing as much as we were.
And why is that? Where are those cash buyers going?
I don't know.
Well, I guess with the investors coming in to pay, you know, cash with the rental laws.
But, and, you know, people are like, I'm getting beat out left and right due to all these cash offers. And now, you know, it's maybe 5% of the time that you'll see cash offers. And like I said, five buyers that I got in contract this last month, all of them were the only offer, so they weren't having to compete against all cash. So that's
really
nice.
Where were those properties located?
Mostly over in Ballard and Seattle area.
Yeah.
So if homeowners are thinking of selling, and I know we've had a change in the market and that kind of comes up to the forefront of their brain, what are some of the things they can do to ensure they get the most money out of their property?
Well, sellers really need to get their property in tip-top shape. This is not the market where you just put a sign in the front and let it sell. That's not the way it's going anymore. You've got to fix all those things that you've had on the back burner and like, oh, I was going to do that last year and haven't gotten to it, or whatever it is. If you're thinking of selling, do all of those things. Get it looking. It's very, very best. Get it staged. Get the windows cleaned. Get it painted. I mean, those are just easy things that can be done, and it's more than pays for the money that you put in. You get it out exponentially.
And isn't it true too, Andrea, with that, regardless of what market we're in, and that's where I think sellers have gotten lazy, that all of those advice that you're giving is a given in any market, because it's going to allow them to get top dollar, regardless if they have one offer or 20 offers. You want your house to be the best it possibly can to create the best situation, right?
For sure.
Let's talk about price, Andrea. What different things are you doing when you're talking with your sellers on specific price strategies that accommodate to the market adjustment?
So in the past, we've been, you know, saying, well, you know, I know you want to sell it here up high, but we need to price it down here, down low, because we need to generate all this interest and we need to get multiple offers. Well, now that's not really the case. We're saying, hey, if you want, you know, $750 for your house, that's the market value. That's where we're going to price it. And that's where we need to be, because you may only get a one offer. And are you going to be okay with that? So I think the sellers need to be a little more realistic about the market. This isn't going to be bid up over $100,000 and you're going to have 10 offers and they're going to give away their firstborn. That's not happening anymore, you know?
Thank goodness for the buyers. I know.
So the sellers just need to kind of adjust their mindset. We've had a shift. And we just need to be a little more realistic about this market that we're kind of getting into, I don't know, a little more balance. Dare I say? I don't know. I think it might be a little more balanced, which is just, I think, nice on all sides of the transactions.
Totally agree. And, you know, that's really why, again, working with an expert like yourself and Vanessa that we're talking with today next, why it's so important to have an expert working for you, because strategies change. They're going to be different depending on what market you're in. And so really understanding and working with an expert that can strategize around that price.
So, Andrea, I'm a homeowner in Seattle, and I'm curious, when's the best time for me to sell?
Typically, we always say the spring is a great time to sell, and that's due to the fact that when the new year hits, there's a lot of buyers that decide, hey, it's a new year, I want to own a home, I want to buy. So then they kind of get into the market. As the spring happens, you have a little more inventory come on and you have a lot more buyers come on. So typically there are less homes for sale than there are buyers. So there is this spring frenzy in the Seattle market where we have a little more buyers than we do inventory. It's been a little jaded these last few years, but that's typically what we say. I mean, granted, any time of the year you can always sell your home, but if you're going to get, you want the most money possible, the spring is usually the best time.
So, Andrew, what if we switch over to buyers historically in the Seattle market? When is the best time to buy?
Now is the best time to buy. I always tell my buyers who get frustrated in the spring, don't worry. Come summertime, you're going to get a house. And lo and behold, it's usually July, August, where their inventory starts to really get higher and higher and the buyers kind of dwindle. And they're like, oh my gosh, I actually got a house. So now is a great time. And then even as we move into the fall, you'll see much more houses come on in the fall. Again, we have a nice shift. September, October, we'll have a little more inventory, which will be really nice. And then the winter, there isn't as much inventory, but the buyers can get great deals because the people that are selling November, December, have to sell.
Exactly.
They're not choosing to sell.
And majority aren't
there
out there looking at houses because
right.
they've got other things. So you have less competition as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So let's say I'm looking into selling my house in the next 6 months. What do I need to know now?
I would say that you need to get your house ready and you need to set your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Hire a professional. Talk to a professional real estate agent. Ask them about the market. Do they know your neighborhood? Do they know the ins and outs and how houses are selling in that market? What are some good strategies? Just get educated. Get your house in tip-top shape so that you're ready when the time comes to sell.
Yeah, great advice. What about for our buyers that are listening right now? If they're thinking, well, you know, maybe I might be thinking of buying in the next 6 months, what should they be doing to prepare to get into the market?
Also, get educated.
Yes.
Figure out which neighborhood you want to live in, where you want to be, and mostly get pre-approved. Talk to you guys. That's
Amen.
Where they need to
Thank
go.
Thank you very much.
First
yes.
step.
Thanks
they
for
need
that
to,
shout out.
Yeah, they need to go talk to you guys, get pre-approved so that they know they have a realistic mindset as to what can I afford, what do those payments look like, and then how does that translate to the markets that I want to potentially move into.
Yeah.
But interest rates are still great and still a fantastic time to buy.
We'd love to know your success and what you credit it to.
Oh, you know, I think it's always just a passion for what I do. Like you mentioned in my little bio in the beginning, as a little kid, I always wanted to be a real estate agent, which is kind of odd because
cool.
I don't know that every kid growing up is like, hey, I want to be a real estate agent. Neither my parents are in the business. It just was something that was always in me. So I feel very fortunate to be able to be doing my dream job and being very successful at it. I'm also very honest, very straightforward with everyone that I work with. And I think that people really appreciate that. I'm not here to sell anything to you. I'm here to give you honest advice and to kind of guide you through the process. So I'd say that that's probably the keys to my success.
So, Andrea, things that you're seeing that are causing some challenges right now for your buyers, even though the market is becoming a little more favorable for them.
Yeah, I would say because there is more inventory, they have a lot more choices. So now it's like, oh, well, I don't have to make a decision in 2 days on a home. I actually can wait a week. So there is a lot more inventory to get through. Buyers are definitely, I would say, not as quick to make decisions. So it's taking a little more time for those buyers. But I think once they narrow in on a property, if they've got a good agent, they're usually able to secure that. I think that they just need to understand that even though there is more inventory on the market, you're still not going out and getting a home, you know, at a major discounted price. There's not these amazing deals out there. You know, as I've always told my buyers, the deal is you get a home. That's yeah. the deal.
Yay! Congrats. Yeah.
Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah.
There's always a little bit of wiggle room. But, you know, if there isn't, then be okay with that. If this is really the right house, you got to look at it as a long term investment and something that you could, you know, if you're paying a couple thousand more than you thought you were going to.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it over, you know, 5, 10, 15, 30 years. Is that really going to make a difference in the long run? Probably not, because you're going to have the home that you really, really wanted.
Yes.
Andrea, my favorite question. Share a success story with us. Is there something specifically comes to mind, like a favorite success story?
Favorite success
story. Because I know you got a stack of them.
I know. You're putting me on the spot here. okay. Success story. Well, I would say probably the biggest successes have been in these multiple offer situations where mm-hmm. you go, oh my gosh, there's no way that they're going to get this or whatever it may be. I had some buyers that were VA, you know, 5% down. Actually, they were zero down.
Uh-huh.
It was a multiple offer situation. There's 10 offers. And they were wondering, how much do we have to go above to actually get this home? And I was like, well, you know, we kind of have to give it all we got, because one of those things where if you're a seller and you're looking at these 10 offers, at what point do you say this offer is better than this offer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually it's money. So let's put that in there, but let's also write the letter. Let's do everything we can to put you guys in the best position. So what they ended up doing was just offering what they felt was a fair price for the home, but also close to, you know, their max amount, but mm-hmm. they were willing to go to that amount because they felt like this is our dream house.
Yeah.
And so we did it, and we actually got it. And there was 10 other offers, and I thought, how in the heck? And they said it was a family home that was in the business or in the family for 30 plus years. And they wrote a great letter about, you know, they were pregnant with their first child and all that. And I think that, you know, knowing sometimes sellers like to hear those kinds of things. And,
Love that. Great success story. Well, Andrea, thank you so much for coming into the studio, sharing your wealth of information with our listeners.
Yeah.
And coming up on the Money Hour, the truth about being a first-time homebuyer, Vanessa Betancourt with Century 21 WP Associates right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.